time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, everybody. What's going on? Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru. We are here for the last time in 2022, our weekly podcast. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Nothing much. Well, a lot of much.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Merrimack, busy week for a week off.
Yeah. If I feel like it's like the postseason already in the Merrimack Valley. So hot. Basketball. Mm-hmm. 2 days of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Tournament boys and girls basketball already in the books. At the time of this recording, we are going to have two guests on talking about the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic coming up. Tournament director Rick Gorman, after him, Andover coach Dave Fazio, his team's in it. Dave's the I'm not sure who the central coach is. Is it John Walsh right now? Central coach? No,
John Walsh is at Malden Catholic.
Malden, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know if the because he's at least second. He's second all time, Dave Fazio, and wins in the Commonwealth Classic. Okay. More than 60, and his central counterpart Dick Licari is a little ahead of him. So, he won't be able to eclipse that mark because there's only possible three games I think they can play, mm-hmm. and he's behind like six, but. We'll talk to him about the tournament and what his experience has been like. But yeah, this is all that's going on right now in the Merrimack Valley. This is the thing this week. And the time is recording. There's still one more day. You've got the championship day. You have seventh place game, third place game, fifth place game, all that. And so all the consolation games and then the championships, boys and girls. So it's a huge day at Merrimack College this week. And after this tournament, Nick, we'll be able to see who the contenders are for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's a big, early season statement to whoever can come out and win that one.
Yeah. There's no question. And the Eagle Tribune, we got to give them props. Great coverage, great stats, great history. Dick Licari, Central Catholic, 66 wins in this. Fazio with 61. Mike McVay, North Andover, 36. Paul Neil Lawrence, 27. Rick Nault, Central, 26. So this is a five plus decade event, Nick. 47th annual after a couple of years off of COVID. This is the real deal.
Yeah, big time. We will see. This whole show is basically dedicated to that tournament. That's how much of a big deal it is in this area.
Yeah, and it's given me a good sense to look back on some of the heroes, if you will, of the tournament. People like Chris Vetrano, Andover, 2,000 point scorer. He lit it up in this, like the most 3-pointers at 39 over his career. Highest scoring average, Tim Perry, of course, the Perry's famous in Andover. 1985, he played 31 and a half. Dave Rochefort, Greater Lawrence, 31 in the 70s, mid-70s. So, Tommy McLaughlin, Andover, 29.3 in 1999. Just some legends here. It brings out the best in the Merrimack Valley. Let's see. Name school points. Highest single game scorer, Sal Dominguez, Greater Lawrence, 42 and 96. And Perry's got the next two. Tim Perry, 41 and 39. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only difference this year, Nick, is the lack of New Hampshire teams in there.
Uh-huh. Yep, as we will, that will be explained later on, and it is a very good reason.
Yep. So it's a Bay State only tournament, Merrimack Valley. So awesome. Well, we're going to get out of the way, Nick, because we got to get to our two guests, Rick Gorman and Dave Fazio. First up, Gorman, he's the tournament director. Great interview. He's going to tell us all about the tournament, including things, tips for fans on the final day, Friday, the championship day, how to get there, what to do, where it's happening, all that good stuff, who's involved. So stay with us after the break. More talk, Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukru here, the team of Nick and Nick, here with our one and only guest of the day, a big one, some big stuff happening this week. It's going to be Rick Gorman. He is co-attorney director of the famous now Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic basketball tournament. Some of the best teams in Massachusetts duking it out all week this week. Rick, how's it going?
Going well. Thanks for having us on. This is day one of the tournament. It's going to be starting in a couple hours. So obviously we're pretty excited about it. And this is literally the first tournament in 2 years because due to the pandemic, we lost 2020. And then 2021, it was canceled on December 26th, one day before we started, which was kind of rough. So we're excited to be back and we have a lot to talk about in terms of the new format and everything. It's going to be great.
Yeah, Rick, I mean, just looking at the bracket, man, who's who of great teams in the area, boys and girls, eight teams on both sides. It's sounding like you're going to get a good game no matter what time you stop by.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed, both on the girls' side and the boys' side with this whole, Massachusetts ranking system and how things go right now. We actually had to say goodbye to a couple of New Hampshire teams that were in the tournament on both the boys and girls side, just because it didn't really make sense with the way the format is now. So we're pretty excited on the boys side to have, I was really excited to have Beverly join, obviously a really, a good program in the last couple of years, been a really good team. I know they're dealing with a couple injuries right now, but they're solid. And then Newburyport Clippers have been trying to get into our league for a while on the boys' side. So they're excited about being there. They're young, but they'll be a nice addition. And then on the girls' side, we have Natick coming up to the Merrimack Valley for this tournament. And our old friend Haverhill High School is returning to the tournament after being in the past. So, when you look at, you know, heavy Merrimack Valley teams, right? So, you know, you could see a Central Catholic Andover matchup in the finals, and that'll be on top of two regular season games, and who the hell knows if they meet in the state tournament too. So we are heavy, obviously, about five teams on both sides are actually Merrimack Valley teams, but this is where this tournament started, you know, 47 years ago. And so that's the base of it. So it's a great take.
It's absolutely a great take. And by the time this recording comes out, we're here on Tuesday, December 27th, the first day of the tournament. And then you, on Thursday, when this comes out, the first time people can listen to the podcast, Rick, is Thursday morning. Where will we be at that point? It's a break day, right?
Yeah, so that's we go first round games of today. First games kicks off at 1:30. And we'll talk a little bit of how the setup at Merrimack is. And then tomorrow will be the second day of games, which will be headlined by the semifinals games in both the boys and girls division. And then we take a day break. Coaches will get back in the gym, work with their teams. And then Friday is the final day, and it starts off both with the boys and girls division being a seventh place game, and then the fifth place game, and then the third place game. And then we finish Friday night with the finals of the girls and the finals of the boys. And it also be in between both of those finals, we'll be inaugurating our second Hall of Fame class for the tournament. Oh, so nice. So Friday is a great take if you're a junkie. And the way it's set up at Merrimack, you know, one site, both girls and boys divisions, you know, come all day if you're a real junkie and watch some real good hoop.
Yeah, you mentioned the setup at Merrimack. Boy, you got the hoop arena and the hockey arena hosting games. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I don't think people know that when we first started, and this was well before me, when you look at the, you know, the dinosaurs like a Bob Licari and all the people that started this back in the 70s, we started at Merrimack College. And kind of as we got to the 90s, we kind of outgrew Merrimack College size wise. So then we went many years of being in some of the bigger field houses, whether it be Lawrence or Methuen or North Andover. Central Catholic has hosted the girls division. And so we've been looking for this spark to kind of, you know, where could we house it instead of having two different tournaments located in the Merrimack Valley, bring them all together under one umbrella. And we had initial meetings about 9 months ago with Jeremy Gibson, who's the athletic director at Merrimack. And in his conversations with administration at Merrimack, they're like, you know, let's see if we can get the tournament back at Merrimack. So my partner, Rich Napolitano, was involved with all of the negotiations with that. And over a period of time, Merrimack basically committed for us to host it. And it's great because we will be using, as Merrimack's a Division I school right now, we're obviously going to be using the Hamill Arena, which this where the tournament all started. But now we're going to be in the Lawler Arena also, which is the hockey rink, if people don't know. But because they're D1 now, they play a number of basketball games into the hockey rink due to, you know, size and things like that. So you're going to be able to pay one admission today, and you can go in between both of the gyms without even leaving the building. So you'll watch them. And we've alternated where, you know, we're trying to get everybody an opportunity, boys and girls, to play in the Lala, the bigger gym, and also play in the Hamill. And then the highlight games will be those semifinal games, and those final games will obviously be in the Lala. So we don't want to have to turn anybody away. The last time we were at Merrimack, we came back to Merrimack probably about 5 or 6 years ago for 2 years, and it just didn't meet the size numbers. So the finals and the semifinals being at the Law will be great. Nobody will get turned away. You know, Merrimack's on break, so plenty of parking and just a great facility. Can't thank Jeremy and the entire Merrimack College community. Last Sunday, they hosted, obviously, Sunday before Christmas, hosted our banquet, which was a brunch this year, where we bring all the 320 kids and coaches into Merrimack College. We have a brunch for them. We I we basically announce the Hall of Fame class. We talk a little bit about the history of the program, and, you know, basically talk about the pairings and stuff. And it's a great time to get all the teams, boys and girls, in one area to kind of celebrate the history of the tournament and get excited for what's taking place this week.
Yeah, and Rick, you mentioned the 2022 Hall of Famers, you know, a classy bunch here, obviously. You know, Charles Darr, owner of Commonwealth Motors, you told the Eagle Tribune he's the man who saved the Christmas tournament. So I'd love to hear more about that. He's given, you know, 10 years of sponsorship, $160,000 in scholarships, a real tangible contribution there. And then we'll talk about the other two as well, John Vitale and Mike Muldoon.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie hates when I say this. He is such a giving person. But 10 years ago, this tournament was very close to being on life support. The original people that started it had pretty much aged out. Some of them had passed on. Athletic directors from the schools were kind of managing it for a number of years. It wasn't the priority. We didn't have the corporate sponsorship to kind of keep, you know, the scholarships going, and that type of thing. And it was really a question that some of our teams, you know, were very transparent. We're basically thinking about leaving the tournament. There were other opportunities. You know, we have great teams in this tournament, like an Andover, Central Catholic, a Lawrence. You know, they have other opportunities to play in lots of other Christmas tournaments. And a bunch of us got together on a Sunday night. I'll never forget the Eagle Tribune, Bill Burt, myself, Rich Napolitano, and a few other people got together and said, okay, this has been an institution, you know, how we love it. We're gym rats. I've been going to it since I moved up in this area. You know, how do we, you know, really keep this going? And the first thing is we had to get a corporate sponsor. And the reality was, through Dave Fazio, the head coach of Andover, and Bill Burt, sports editor at the Tribune, they connected us with Charlie. And everyone around here knows Charlie. He owns, you know, the biggest car dealerships in this area. We had a quick meeting with him, and I was blown away with how fast he just said, "I'm in." And what did "I'm in" mean? He restored the scholarships. So on that banquet, we gave out one scholarship for all 16 teams. It's a $1,000 scholarship. So over 10 years, he's given $160,000. But his donations go beyond that. Like, he helps underwrite some of our other expenses throughout the tournament, because we want to make sure it's a great experience, a banquet, making sure the kids have T-shirts, best officials, you know, best scorers tables. We don't really, you know, cut corners on anything. And yeah, I mean, I love the guy personally. He's a guy that, you know, it's not just this tournament. Throughout the year, he's all about student athletes in the Merrimack Valley. And he is just one of the most generous guys. I think he was actually surprised we put him in. His family knew, so his whole family was there at the banquet. But well, you know, well deserved. And again, he is the reason why this tournament is the way it is again now.
Yeah. The other two there, you know, John Vitale and Mike Muldoon. We have a personal connection with Mike Muldoon. You know, we worked in the same company with him, the Eagle Tribune company. Nick and I were both Gloucester guys, and they bought the company, and we've known Mike Muldoon since then, pretty much. And losing Mike was devastating earlier this year. And, you know, I'm looking at all the Eagle Tribune's coverage with stats and names, and Mike was so big on making sure kids got their due. And special honor to have him in the Hall of Fame.
It's, I mean, I think Rich and I are really sad that we didn't end up putting him in the first class. No one expected Mike to pass on. And the first class was really the founders of the tournament. I wish he was here to see us honor him. His widow and his brother and sister are going to be there to accept it for him. But let me just say, nobody loved this tournament better than Mike Muldoon. He was there ever since the 70s. He loved writing about kids. And you guys know Mike. He liked writing about the under-the-radar kids. He liked writing about the unheralded kids. You know, he wrote about the MVPs and things like that. But there's nobody that had much passion for this tournament as him. He, you know, he kept this 47-year history of records, mostly on the boys' side. We got to get a little bit better in getting all the records from the girls' side. And Hector Longo, who's going to be covering the tournament for the Tribune, has updated the last couple of years. So we've got this record thing from him. But it's going to be, we're going to have, you know, a chair that'll be left vacant at the scorer's table for Mike, because if you've ever been to the tournament, Mike Muldoon, and he's a, and you guys know him, he's a big guy, walks in and just sits down and pulls out his laptop and everything. And it's going to be a huge loss for us. And I'm just happy that, you know, his family's going to be able to see how much we valued him and how much the tournament valued him.
Yeah. Through his words, and were very memorable, documenting the tournament. It's going to leave a big hole, obviously. And then the final Hall of Fame member is that John Vitale Mathewin, the voice of the Christmas Classic.
A voice of the Christmas Classic. A lot of people don't know he also has an alter ego where he was a professional wrestler also.
Nice.
But John has been there since 1990. I really got to know him, obviously, the last 10 years. He's retiring from the tournament, but he was the voice. He has a great voice. And if you ever walked in the tournament, it was a recognizable voice for over 30 years of being the voice. And he loved the job and, you know, gave his time to do it, and well deserved for him. So those are the three inductees this year. We're excited that next year we're going to induct the first former players of the tournament on both the boys and girls side. And there's actually going to be a pretty, you know, long nomination process. We want to make sure there are so many wonderful, great basketball players and people that have played in this tournament since 1975. And, you know, next year we'll honor probably, I would say, four on the boys' side and four on the girls' side. And we'll be announcing that at next year's banquet.
Nice. Absolutely. Rick, you mentioned kind of, you know, all those Merrimack Valley teams. And I mean, the basketball tradition in that area seems to be the lifeblood of the tournament. You know, take us there. I mean, it's such a huge basketball area. We cover the North Shore. It's more of a hockey area, but it's basketball's king in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, so I always get in big discussions with two of my good friends, Paul Conley, the head coach of Newton North, and Corey McCarthy, the former head coach at New Mission. Corey was always, the best league is the Boston City League, and Paul was obviously big on the Suburban League and all the teams down in the Newton North area. But I've always believed that the Merrimack Valley, if not the best league in the state, is never worse than the third best league in the state every year. The grinded out, almost like rock fight type physical basketball in the Merrimack Valley is unlike anything else. I've had many college coaches talk to me that, you know, a lot of the Merrimack Valley kids are just college ready the next year because of the physical basketball we play. Obviously, the flagship programs are Central Catholic and Andover and Lawrence. Lawrence is going to be phenomenal this year. They're my favorite to probably win it this year. But then you look at places like Andover that's won the tournament and Methuen that's won the tournament. And so it's guys that play in their backyard, play against each other, play AAU with each other. Everybody knows each other. But this week, it's all about the high school color you wear and trying to take home that trophy and be the latest champion of the tournament.
Yeah, and I think it looks like, you know, you're looking at Central. I think Central has a big chip on its shoulder. Central hasn't won a title since 2016, it looks like. I'm going by the Eagle Tribune numbers. Lawrence is winners of back-to-back, it looks like, 18 and 19. So, and you look at the history, the long history of the tournament, you know, 70s and everything. Central's number one with like more than 100 wins. And then you go Andover and then Lawrence for wins. So those three teams really hold a lot of pride in this tournament. Everyone does, of course, but those three, Central, Andover, Lawrence, they're just going to be duking it out for that title. Yeah,
they definitely are. And then there's, you know, Methuen's only won one tournament, but they're always in the hunt and they're always a tough out. North Andover, I think, has won three tournaments over the years. The biggies, Central has by far the most titles, followed by Andover and Lawrence. And they've had some runs. If you go back to the 70s, there was a 6-year run for Andover. There was a 5-year run for Central. And so they're always the teams to beat. And then you have, people that, you know, St. John's Prep from your area was a great get for our tournament. When we split into two divisions a couple of years, they won one division one year. But they're always, a tough out just because, you know, the program, the Catholic Conference team. And then you've over the years have had some really good New Hampshire teams that have been in it. Greater Lawrence used to be in it back in the day. Obviously, right now, this is kind of a tough tournament for them. So they're not in it anymore. But yeah, I mean, it's the mainstays. And then we try to bring in, you know, some people if there is an opening. We had C.B. Harrington's Watertown team at one point, one year. So we try to make it the best teams because we want people to fill the seats and watch some really good basketball. And I think this tournament is just, you know, obviously I'm partial, but I would put this up against the best Christmas tournaments in New England.
Yeah, it's almost like if you win that but don't win the state title, you still it's still a heck of an achievement to look back at your high school career winning. Sure. It's almost like the feeling of a Thanksgiving football, right? Winning
right.
That is like special. Winning this is special. Rick Gorman, tournament director, Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. One final message to listeners here. This comes out Thursday morning. So at that point, what could folks do to get themselves lined up to attend that great final day on Friday?
Yeah, the biggest thing we want to tell people on that final day is, you know, you can check onto our QR code through our Twitter site. You want to get your tickets online ahead of time. You don't want to face the long lines. I expect whoever's in the boys' final and the girls' final, which is back-to-back, you know, that we'll have, you know, a few thousand people for sure. And if you want a good seat in the Lawler Arena, you want to make sure you have your tickets instead of facing, a long line. We will sell tickets at the door. We're just really encouraging people to do it online. I just ask you, you know, to come in, you know, enjoy what we've done for 47 years. And I hope it's a great game. You know, people forget like that seventh place game, which is not the sexiest game in the world at that point. They're always good games. They're, there's two teams that are battling not to go 0-3 in the tournament.
Yeah.
And then work your way all the way there. And it's usually great matchups. And, we're actually so excited to have the girls and boys at one site and not make teams have to choose, right? So Central Catholic girls and boys, North Andover boys and girls, Andover, we have both boys and girls playing in it. You want to be able to go and support both the girls and the boys team in one site. And this is what Merrimack. So, you know, a final thank you to you guys for, you know, getting this out and supporting what we're trying to do. And again, to Charlie, and Merrimack College. I just think this is going to be one special tournament. I hope people get down there to check it out.
Absolutely. Rick Gorman, thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Best of luck with the chaos that's ensuing shortly.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Best of holidays.
All right, you too. Good luck.
Take care.
All right, Rick Gorman in the books from the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. Big week in the Merrimack Valley for basketball. Let's take a break. On the other side, more Merrimack Valley Sports Talk.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCaffrey McCuckoo here with our final guest and final segment of the day, Andover boys basketball coach Dave Fazio. Fazio, it's a repeat guest. How's it going?
Good to see you guys post-Christmas. Merry Christmas to you guys and your families.
Yeah, you too. You too. Big week for the Andover boys. At this time of the recording, it's the first day of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Tournament back in the Merrimack Valley after a couple years off due to COVID. But here we are on the day one. What's the tournament look like for you day one and beyond?
Well, of course, my luck, the last 2 years were canceled. Those were probably our best two teams in my 34-year history. So there'll be no Aiden Kamen and no Richie Santini and no Logan Satlow. I really feel bad for those guys missing. We had a really, you know, two really good teams. So we're coming in. We're 1-1. We're trying to figure out all the pieces, trying to get this puzzle to work. We've got some pieces that aren't fitting, so we're trying to navigate it. And we're going to use this week as a really big learning week and see if we can put our team together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach, take us, you know, through the lineup this year. You mentioned of some changes, some newcomers getting some increased roles.
Yeah, so we graduated three seniors who I just mentioned, and I felt like they were with me for 15 years with the whole COVID thing. Yeah. But we do have some kids back. We have Ryan McClendon, who is the MVP, the co-MVP of the Merrimack Valley Conference. Say that real fast, Merrimack Valley Conference last year. So he's back. Rohit Srinivasan was a sixth man, and Lincoln Beal was our seventh man. Danny Resendez started for us. So we have some pieces. We're just trying to blend the rest of these pieces to make it work. We got a bunch of young kids. We got some kids who play JV basketball. So we're just trying to put all those pieces together.
Yeah. What's the early season feel for the Merrimack Valley in terms of, you know, who might be in the consideration for, you know, some damage in the state level, or even just starting with the Merrimack Valley itself, who seemed like the top couple of dogs this year in the boys?
Yeah, so I'm not sure who you guys have had on, but the consensus would probably be Lawrence. They were 7-13 last year, but pretty much have their whole team back. They went through a tough time with COVID too. They lost the full season. They were shut down completely. So they missed a year. Last year was kind of like a learning experience for them. And now he has all those pieces back and they're taking people by prisoner. They're doing some damage out there. The scores have been pretty amazing. They've been solid. Central Catholic's obviously been solid. We got a new team coming in from Beverly who had a nice state reputation. So there are certainly some good teams. We opened with Methuen today and they're so scrappy and so tough and so physical and so athletic and they're so well coached. We have our hands full today for sure.
Mm-hmm. And we just talked to Rick Gorman, the tournament director. He was singing Lawrence's praises, saying that they got a pretty stacked team back. You know, take us to that tournament. I mean, eight teams, they're all good. Nowhere to hide in any round.
No, and I guess the great news is it's post-Christmas because I've played in this tournament and coached in this tournament. You lose before Christmas, man, it's like a dagger to your chest. So you know, everybody's got the opportunity to celebrate, be with their families. And now we have no school, which is great. We're full-time basketball. And this week, you know, it's a great week to see where we're at and to see if we can do something special. And if not, learn from it and, you know, get ready for the new year. So it's a great 5 days. Yesterday, we had a great practice and play today, play tomorrow, play Friday. So this is like a great week. You know, any kid, no school, no homework, no nothing. This is like a great week to be a basketball player in the Merrimack Valley.
And it's such a great time because it's the early season. You come out of this with like five games under your belt going into 2023. You have such a good idea where the team stands due solely to this tournament. I mean, three games against three tough teams. This day, Coach, when you in the opener against Methuen, the time of this recording, this will be your 91st Commonwealth, well, the Christmas Tournament Classic game coached. 61 wins, 29 losses. Can you even, like, on a podcast, describe what the atmosphere is like at this tournament?
But it's so surreal. I mean, I think Hector put that we had 229 losses in there.
Yeah, it was a mistake. I saw that.
Yeah. And I'm like, those 29 losses probably felt like 229 losses. it's great. You have like a nervous energy. You'll see all the people in the Valley, you know, from Charlie Dare and his family to all the people who love basketball. And it's an opportunity, you know, if we're playing Tuesday night, so isn't Lawrence, so isn't Haverhill, so isn't Central. All those teams are playing on particular nights. Now we're all playing on the same night together, and you'll get an opportunity, you know, to see Beverly, to see Central, to see Lawrence, to see all these teams. So people can come out early. The venue is amazing. They have the arena is set up to play. The Coach Hamill court is set up to play. So you could flip all day long and go see a boys game, a girls game, pretty much up until about 11 o'clock tonight. So it's any basketball fan, this is kind of the night to go, where it's a first round game and everybody has an opportunity to see everybody. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Yeah, Dave, this has to be good for you for a coach. I mean, not only do you get to see your team play against some top competition, but you get to scout all your biggest conference rivals too.
Yeah, in person too.
Under one roof.
You can watch them on video, but when you see the athleticism of a Lawrence and a Central, it's time to take some note, you know? So we're looking forward to just kind of seeing everybody, getting that feel back that we've obviously missed the last 2 years. It's just good for the Valley. It's good for Merrimack College to be hosting. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody that's involved.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Dave Fazio, we got to let you go because it's day of, so we got to get you focused and get the Andover boys ready. We look forward to catching up with you down the road. Hopefully it's in March. If we're catching up with you in March, that means big things.
It means we're still alive, boys.
That's right.
We're still alive. Yep. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you guys. You guys do such a great job. It's a pleasure to be on.
All right, cool. Dave Fazio, Andover boys, best of luck. All right. That was Coach Fazio in the books. Nick, this is wraps up our 2022 of Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Our first year in the books. It's a full year. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Much love, guys.
All right. You too.
See ya.
Yep, that's right. The end of it, the end of year one. We had an almost full year because we started the second week of January for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. And it's been a fun year meeting these new coaches like Dave and people like Rick Gorman and, you know, the Lawrence track coach and some young Lawrence athlete we had on, great hurdler, doing some good things in college. It's just opened up the well here, the Sports Desk Enterprise.
It's never a bad thing to expand your horizons, right?
Yeah, get a little Merrimack Valley action. So appreciate our sponsors, everything they've done for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, and, you know, even learning a little bit about Southern New Hampshire sports, Nick, my new area here.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph on probably February, March. Give us a winter recap.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Get all those New Hampshire things right in there.
Yeah.
He has it covered. He knows everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. We also got to get some of the Eagle Tribune guys. We did have Bill Bird on this year talking about the late great Mike Muldoon. Hopefully, his family can have a nice tribute for him this week, you know, being a Hall of Fame member. So we wish them nothing but the best. All right. I guess that calls it a 2022. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right, cool. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we're out. We'll see you next week, every week on MSONewsSports.com. Every Thursday morning, we are out the door. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great new year.